Hello, everyone. Welcome to Arcana Homesteading. We're your hosts, Sherry.
And Shauna. And we're back for a second one.
Yay.
In the same clothes.
Yes. You know, we do two episodes at a time. Got to do it, people. Got kids. They're busy. They're banging down this door as we speak.
I know. Seriously.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But cramming those episodes.
We're going to start off talking about harmony gardening is what I like to call it, or what I coined it, because I'm amazing. So I am amazing. The other day, I'm on like a bunch of like gardening, like Facebook, you know,
Sidey
thingies. And somebody was like, I have all these, you know, I forgot, some type of pest on like her like leafy green veggies, right? And I like put in my two cents, of course, because like I'm like have to. And I was like, I know it's probably too late this year, but for next year, you should try using like the trap plant method, or like the, you know, there's a lot of plants that deter a lot of pests. Like they don't really like the smell, the really strong smells of the nasturtium, you know, which are beautiful flowers. That's edible.
Yeah, and
they don't like the peppermint, you know, a lot of you like your herby things, like a lot of sage. What was the other one I was thinking of? Can't think of it right now. Anyways, so if you can plant different things in containers, like the peppermint will grow everywhere. And I know a lot of gardeners are like, always are like, oh my God, don't plant peppermint in the ground. But I think that's fine too. Like, what's it going to do? Like, you know.
And I don't mind peppermint. Like
I love having peppermint.
Yeah, exactly.
I intermix basil with my tomatoes. So, because the basil is also really strong and a lot of, you know, the one beetle doesn't like it. Anyway, so I was just like, there's things that you can do to limit the amount of pests you get. I also have this other trick that I use. I have like a bunch of random fucking like Brussels sprouts and like broccoli that I just never do anything with. It's kind of like in the corner of my garden, and it just every year it just grows.
Okay.
But it never gives me Brussels sprouts because it's like, you know, don't want to. And so it just like grows randomly, and it's like kale and whatever. But I have kale other places too. Anyways, doesn't matter. Stop it. So
Stay on track.
So I let that grow every year, and it, like, the aphids just attack it, right? Because aphids love that shit. Aphids are like nom, 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 nom. And so the aphids will attack it earlier on in the summer. And by the time my tomatoes are like, you know,
blossoming.
You know? Yes. Yeah. I was like, what's the word?
She's saying instead. That was her word for blossoming.
It brings in the ladybugs. And then I have a shit ton of ladybugs in my garden because of the aphids that were over on these trap plants that I wasn't using anyways. So it totally works for me. And I know people think I'm eccentric, but I think I have it like...
She is eccentric. It's fine.
I am amazing.
She is.
I'm amazing at this.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is cool. And that I'm like, cool. I am fucking doing the best job, and I'm not even fucking trying. It's like the chaos gardening. Just swinging a bag of beans in the air and letting them go wherever.
Why beans?
I don't know, because why
can
not?
Can it be something besides beans?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just
like, why?
I don't understand your question.
What is the purpose of planting a bean?
To have more beans.
Why?
You don't like beans?
I do, but are they really going to give you that many?
Yeah. It's beans.
I don't know.
Don't you eat beans all the time?
I do.
Okay, you should fucking chaos garden with some beans. I'm going to grab you some little black beans from the store. Because those fuckers sprout. I've ever put them in water, you know?
Okay, no,
like, they'll fucking grow, you know? And people are like, GMO. Like,
does,
you know,
one bean whatever. Give you one bean?
No.
Okay, so, like, it's just gonna, like...
It's like pods, you know?
Pods of beans.
Yeah, you've never grown beans.
No.
I feel like you have.
Maybe I have in a past life or something.
Sure. Like, it wasn't this one, okay?
Pre-kids.
It wasn't this one. Sherry's like, I don't know. What does a fucking bean give you? Like, beans? Like, I'm very confused. Like, you're acting like you've never even heard the word, though. Like, it's very confusing. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know
hysterical.
What a bean is.
No, I don't know.
Like, is your
so
brain
funny.
Okay right
My
now?
My eyes are watering.
Like, it was so weird. You're like, beans? Bones?
No, you know what? Okay, I'm going to tell you something really gross, and you're going to hope that you're going to wish I didn't tell you.
I don't want to know.
I'm going to tell you anyways, and I'm going to tell them too.
Don't tell them.
Every time now that I hear the word beans, I think of when geldings, when they need their penis shaft cleaned out.
You?
Yeah. It's something that people do. I don't do it, but people do that. Your mm-hmm. guy's going to need it done. Mm-hmm. You have a gelding. They call them, like, they get all this crud stuck up there because they're not stallions using their penises to, like, have more baby horses. Since they're not using their penis, they get a bunch of stuff stuck up there. Okay? Guess what they call that stuff?
Beans?
Beans, Shauna. Why? Just, ew. Like, fucking why? You have ew. To ruin food for me. Don't give it Sherry's a like, name.
So I have blocked it all out of my mind.
Just like,
don't even know how it grows.
Honestly, I've been saying, do you want refried in the can? You want this one in the can, refried? You want pinto? Pinto in the can? Just like, I'm not using the word beans. That it's is disgusting.
Hilarious.
And I'm not going to say the word.
That's really funny.
I'm always going to associate now with like the shit stuck up my gelding's penis shaft.
Ew.
So gross, okay, right?
I don't remember doing that though.
Like, we didn't have geldings. Oh, no, I suppose we did. But our horses were boarded. The geldings we had were boarded. That's why you don't remember doing that.
But
as if you would have done that. What the fuck are you talking about?
No,
Shauna,
no.
Shauna, go out and clean your horse's penis shaft.
No. But I pass.
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. I'm busy washing my hair.
No. Was this like a newer thing that they like recently discovered that needs to geldings? Get done?
No, it makes perfect sense.
No, it does. But I'm saying like it's like a lot of animals...
Don't use their penises.
Don't use their penises. No one's like, hey, kitty, come here. Like,
well, okay. That sounds fun, huh? It probably is very specific to a horse because they do produce a lot of stuff.
Like, we don't do it with the goats.
No, you don't do it with the goats.
You're not like, hey, goat, how's your day?
How's your penis shaft? Doing good? You got some crud up there?
I'm going to buy you dinner first, and then we have some stuff to get done.
Like, when I was over at our neighbor's house, when we took Boa... to state fair last year for the trial, whatever the fuck weekend, whatever. Okay, take him over there, load him in the trailer. And before we loaded him, our neighbor Cheryl is talking to me about this thing. And I'm just like, what? Like, I haven't even heard of that. Like, I used to have geldings. I guess my trainer was cleaning his penis shaft without me knowing because no, I don't no remember way. This. So I'm like, okay, that's weird.
I feel
weird.
Like that's something I didn't
know. And so she's like, oh, yeah, some horses hate it. Some horses love it. I'm like, yeah, I can see why someone love it, obviously. You know what
you're
I mean?
Like, I don't know which is worse.
Which, right? I don't know which is worse. Like, ugh. The ones that hate it, you don't get done. The ones that like it, like, calm down. And sure enough, she literally, like, grabs Boa's penis and just and yanks it out.
Jesus like, Christ, did you... Were you like, whoa, you're like, my kids are standing here, madam.
Well, they obviously don't care. Obviously, they're farm kids. But I was like, oh, she's just gonna, there she goes. Okay.
Jesus
just gonna do that.
Christ.
She's like, yeah, he's pretty clean, blah, blah.
Ew.
She's like, yeah, he's really standing still for this. Like, my gelding hates it, blah, blah. And I'm like,
you're like, well, you're kind of rough, ma'am.
Too much info. So I got on Facebook because I was like, is this something I need to take care of? Because, like, I'm never doing that. I have skill sets, people. My skill set is never involving cleaning a penis shaft. Unless it's like a child of mine that I birthed. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, no. I do a lot. I vet my own animals. I give injections. I will do so much. I help baby goats be born. Absolutely not. I'm not cleaning a penis shaft.
Yeah.
It's never happening.
Every time I say the Facebook, word beans now.
Thank you, Shauna. That's why you're like, beans.
I'm going to say it more now.
I'm not listening. Not listening to your chaos gardening with your penis shaft beans. Anyways, I got on Facebook and I was like, okay, hey, so I was trying to make it funny. I was like, lots of things I can do, but I'm not ever doing that. So please let me know if you want to do this, come up and do this for my horses. I will pay you. You know, I went on to like the whatever local, whatever homesteading. And so many people came back there and they're like, oh my God, you're ridiculous. Just do it. Literally, I already said I'm not going to, Susan. You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck are you coming at me? I do a lot. Don't worry.
You're ridiculous.
I'm ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
I know. You're the one grabbing a horse's piece.
Seriously. Who's ridiculous now, huh? Yeah, not me.
That's funny. But I honestly, like, this is a newer thing.
You know what,
this,
though? It is.
It is.
It is because this wasn't a thing. Vet that came out when Bo was doing that weird quitting thing and then it ended up being nothing. It's fine. Anyways, I actually didn't like her. Never will have her out again because she was just ridiculously expensive for literally nothing, no work. It was crazy. But that's fine. I did ask her, though, because she is a veterinarian and she still obviously knows what she's doing to a certain extent. And I was like, so, hey, penis shaft cleaning, is that like a thing? How often does that need done? I'm never doing it. Do you do that?
Like, my husband's wondering.
Yes. And she's like, She's like, honestly, I feel like it's like a new thing that people think needs done all the time. She's like, and honestly, you could overclean that just like anything else.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You are. Yes, madam. I like your words. Okay. I like it.
I like your words. Not your prices, but your words are great.
Oh, God. She was just. She was ridiculous. But crazy. She was saying like once a year. If that, you know what I mean? And I was like, that sounds more like it. You know what I mean? Some people on Facebook are like, oh, yeah, a couple times a month. Jesus, a month?
Here, there.
How often do you think horses are using their penises?
Maybe they just really...
Do they need to do that a couple times a month? I mean, that's like, or once every couple months? It was crazy. Never something I'm doing. So beans, Shauna, yes, that's where I get... never. Why do they have to use food? Why a food reference? Why not...
I know, they have all these, like, scientific weird names for everything else, and then they're like, but this is called
beans. We're going to call this beans. Yeah, beans. Just nasty, gross shit up in his penis shaft. We're going to call it beans.
No.
Why?
They shouldn't.
Why are you referencing food?
And like,
make up a word. People are making up words all the time. Right and left people are making up words. Just make up a word. It'll be great. But don't reference food. For the love of all that is freaking amazing, don't reference food. It's disgusting.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We got from Harmony Gardening to beans to penises. It's very interesting.
It's good times.
Yeah, I don't know where to go from that.
Back to Harmony Gardening?
I mean, I just keep like thinking a segue about, back.
Our segues are terrible and awful. Very just like, you
very
know,
very disjointed. Rough,
very yeah. disjointed. Just be like, and now moving on back to Harmony Gardening. There we go. They're just like,
back to the aphids.
There we go.
No, I keep on thinking about, did you hear that story? So like back, I think it was in the 70s, this is kind of weird, or 60s, there was like, they were doing all these experiments with dolphins.
It's awful.
And they had this house that they like flooded the bottom of the
house.
Yeah. Okay. There's this random house and it was like, okay. They flooded it so these people could like live with the dolphins, and they had these dolphins in there. And then they were, I forgot what kind of studies they were doing. Cause like only
people can't live underwater. So
no, it wasn't like completely flooded. It was like a pool was in their house.
Oh, and like half their house is underwater.
Yeah.
So they could be with these dolphins.
Yeah. And then basically. There was like an upstairs that they could like bring the dolphins up into, like, I don't fucking know. Okay. I don't know the logistics. It's
where
not
was this?
I don't know. Somewhere
in the U.S.?
In the United States.
Wow.
Okay. And so this gal, I forget her name, she was like super, like always wanted to like learn about dolphins, and she was always captivated by them. And so she like signed up or volunteered to do like this experiment. And they wanted to see like...
I am really interested in where this is going. I just like penis shaft bean things. Where are we going with this? Ew. Are we going somewhere?
So... like, this gal, like, I even forget what the basic experiment was supposed to be. I think it was just supposed to be, like, how the dolphins interacted with humans, or how, like, quickly or how intelligent they could. I don't even know. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And so because, like, so there was one male and two females. And because, like, they did, like, most of their studies upstairs, and they would bring one up at a time, but the male dolphin would always be like, hey, I want to be with the ladies, because and like making babies. And because he was always distracted because he wanted to make a lot of babies, so she started, the gal started like helping him.
Okay.
And so she like would, she wasn't looking for beans, but like, you know, like she like, you know, like, yeah. And then he got to the point where he was like in love with her, the dolphin, like in love with her. And so like, because she was always filling his needs, and he was like, you are my mate and I love you. Okay. And so then this is a true story. And she was like, it wasn't like sexual. It was just like, we needed to get stuff done. It was like a means to the end. And he would be all like, you know, feeling Randy. And so she would like take care of him, you know, with her hand.
That is so bizarre.
So fucking weird. So I'm like reading the story. I'm like, what in the actual fuck? Okay. So then it's like very tragic. So they shut down the experiment because like, they're like, oh, this is weird. It's dolphins and giving them hand jobs, you know? Like, I don't even know. Okay.
So they is this lady? Like, where did she come from?
They shut down.
Dolphins are magical. Yeah. Let me jack you off. Like, what the fuck?
So they like, this has nothing to do with the home study. Okay. So they shut down the experiment, and then the lady actually, like, I think she married the guy, the, you know, the sound, the boom guy or whatever. That was, anyway, it doesn't matter. They get married, and they, like, bought that house. But the dolphins, like, were relocated somewhere else, and this dolphin, because he was without his mate, he drowned himself. He, like, went to the bottom of the pool and just refused to come back up and killed himself because he, like...
Can they do that?
Yeah, they can do that. So he killed himself after...
They bought that house. How did they buy the house that has so much water damage?
I don't know, Sherry. I don't know the details. It was just the weirdest fucking story. This is true.
Are you sure it's real?
I swear.
How could they buy the house?
Sherry, I don't know.
Water damage.
That's the part that you're hung up on. That you're like, there's fucking water damage. Like, you can't buy that fucking house. There's mold in that. Your kids are going to get sick. That's the part where she's like, that's weird, okay?
Your half dolphin baby kids, they're going to get sick.
Like, it's not the fucking...
How you pick apart a story to tell if it's real or not. You start with these itty-bitty little things. Like, oh, they bought that house. What the fuck? Of course they didn't buy that house.
They bought that house.
It would have so much water damage.
There was pictures of them living in that house.
Was the house made of wood?
Sherry, I don't know. I will find the story for you.
I'm sure some
people have...
This is an absolutely just mind-blowing story.
I'm sure people that are listening have heard of this, and they're probably like yelling the name of the gal into the phone. And
Nobody is doing that. I swear. No one's heard the story.
People have heard the story. It's like a well-known thing.
It's not well-known. It's not well known. Well known, no.
Oh
no.
My God, I love how Sherry's like, they can't buy, there's water damage. Like, I'm sure they didn't just like flood a house.
You literally said they flooded the house.
Like, because that's what they worded it in the thingy, but I'm sure there was like put in like a pool type thing into the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the fuck. What are they? Cement.
It sounds like so much money. What was this experiment about?
We'll Google it afterwards. Everybody can Google
it. I'm very intrigued now. I am, but I'm not. You know what I mean?
She wants to know about the mold. Okay.
I'm just like, there's no way.
This house.
See? Little itty bitty untruths in a story. Sherry, and that's how you pick it apart.
It was like, there's live footage, like video footage of these people and their dolphins and the 60s and weird hair and like.
60s. Okay. Okay.
It all makes sense now. The mold is fine. I get it. It's fine.
I mean, a lot of things were fine in the 60s that weren't fine. You know what I mean? Smoking, jacking off dolphins.
Those are two really weird extremes. Smoking. Is it smoking okay now?
I mean, not in my opinion, but, you know, it's fine. You want to do it.
I mean, when... Oh, yeah, that was a really weird example.
I'm just saying, smoking in like public spaces. You know what I mean? Like restaurants that people just smoke all the time, yeah. Everywhere.
They did that
right?
Up until what?
Just not that long
the
ago.
'80s.
Yeah, no, I think that it was '90s. Even no, I remember being pregnant with Aiden.
No,
and he's only
way.
21. Yes, I remember walking past. At least they were still allowed to smoke like right
not
outside
indoor buildings.
No, maybe not indoors.
Indoors was like it probably was like '80s, right? I remember people smoking inside restaurants. There'd be a smoking section and a non-smoking section. Like, the smoke is going to just stay over
exactly.
there. And you're just like...
You're like, no, smoke. You stand. That's not
hey,
the divider.
Hey, you see the sign.
You know where you belong. He's like, oh, yeah, no, okay. I'm chill. I'm over here.
We got way off course.
So funny.
But I had to
funny.
Tell that story because it was... It threw me for a loop. And I had to read it a couple times. And I'm like, what's happening? Why are we doing this to dolphins?
Jacking off dolphins. Like, who would have thought? That's a... fucked up weird story, man. Like, super fucking weird.
I love you so
super
much.
Super fucking okay. weird.
Well,
like,
see,
what is happening?
See, this is why it's fun to read things, because then I can share it with you, and that now everybody so else weird. Has to deal with the...
And the fact that she thought it was, like, perfectly fine, and like, no, now he's calm, and now we
even,
can do our
they,
experiment.
They've interviewed her, like, she's older now, and they've interviewed her later on, and she's had children, and blah, 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 with a guy that used to work... I don't know if he was, like... Yeah, maybe he was into it too. Anyways.
Yeah, was he like watching, spectating? What's happening?
Because I think he had like a camera, like, because a lot of it.
Recording?
Yeah, recording it.
Jesus. So weird.
So weird. But she, even now, she was like, people make a
big deal. At least she's like, turn the camera off. We need privacy for a minute. You know?
And she was like, it's not a big deal. She's like, it was just like a means to an end. Like, we had to get like the stuff done. It wasn't like whatever. And because like people like do that with like whales and stuff.
That is so weird. The problem with
it, to get the sperm, right?
No, for sure.
That's what they do.
Yeah. No, no, the same when you're, like, collecting AI, when you're, like, collecting fucking semen in a horse. You're not doing that, but it's, like, they train the horse to mount, like, a dummy horse. They train the stallion to mount a dummy horse, and then they essentially do that.
With the whales, what I saw when I watched, like, that Blackfish documentary, it was, like, they just jack them off. Which...
A giant whale?
Yeah.
Like, shit.
No one's going to want to listen to this episode. Everybody turned it off a long time ago.
Oh, we're just talking. Like, how did you?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. But I was just talking. How big is this whale?
They should have some whale dummies. I think that's illegal. Like, poor whale. Like, Jesus.
Oh, God. That's too good. Yeah, so I guess it's... I think it's weird, obviously, just because, like, knowing how emotional the dolphins are. Like, a huge portion of their brain is their emotional, like...
Whales, too.
And whales,
very,
too.
Yeah, empathetic.
And so, very empathetic and just a high emotional intelligence.
Way more than we are.
Yeah, exactly. Much more than even we have, which is incredible. And so, knowing that, and she was still doing that, like, obviously she knew that. Like, how did you not know...
I don't know if they knew that at that time.
Their emotional intelligence so high?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. They could have known that. But I'm just saying, I don't know if they knew that. She might not have.
Yeah, she's like, he's just a fucking animal.
That's, I mean, people crazy. Still think that about animals. They're like,
no,
animals,
for sure.
So.
Yeah.
Anyways, fucking weird. Back to aphids.
Smooth segue. We're famous for our smooth segues, though. We are fucking famous for those.
Seriously. I really don't think anybody else is listening.
I am confused when... Yep, everyone is listening. Everyone loved that, and that was hysterical. I'm confused. You know, all people... Like... Hopefully listen to headphones or earbuds if you have kids around. Not that your kids can't know about that kind of stuff. It's nature, so whatever. Yeah.
I mean.
What I'm confused about, the whole, like.
Are we back to dolphins?
No.
Okay.
We are jumping ahead to, aphids? Or back to, remember the conference we were invited to?
Uh-huh.
Like, is this what they want at the conference? You know what I mean? Because, like, we, like, can't
Do you
want help?
To talk about homesteading, or do you just want to hear some random fucking stories that we have? Little nuggets in the back of our brains.
I just, like. Because I don't know how we would get, like, you know, like, what we're, I'm just trying to imagine us on stage and presenting at some conference. Like, what's happening? You know what I mean? Just like.
It's like looking down. I was like, am I
on stage?
I'm not presentable.
Presentable. And I imagine our kids screaming. And
we should be presentable, though.
I imagine, like, I don't
know.
On YouTube. It's very funny to me. They're just like, you should come to this conference. Like don't get me wrong.
We
were forever grateful. Like, that's amazing. I am so honored.
I would
honored.
Totally go to a conference.
I
and
would
speak.
Too.
But I would definitely make people uncomfortable a little bit in the audience with some random story.
Oh, yes. Heck yes, we would.
You know?
Not intentionally, maybe. Maybe intentionally.
No, it absolutely would be intentional.
But it's just our way.
It's just our way. And it's fun.
Yeah.
You know?
You
want to watch us squirm a little bit. You guys get to watch us squirm telling us weird stories about dolphins.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to be done in like 5 minutes. Give us 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Go back out the door. You can do it. I love you guys.
You're like, give us 5 minutes. They all come running. Like,
no, they're like,
nope. They're just coming in. So,
go.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Go.
Go ahead. No, it's okay.
Okay. He'll just stay and listen. Okay.
Okay.
Just going to stay and listen. Alrighty.
Anyways, so, like I said, back to aphids. Anyways, the other thing I do, which Sherry thinks is crazy, and I think it's amazing, you know when you have tomato hornworms and everybody hates them? They are a brilliant pollinator. So that once they're all like fat on your tomato leaves, they'll crawl under the dirt and then they become like, you know, the beautiful moth that has the little, it's like, it kind of looks like the hummingbird moth, but it's not. Anyways.
Recording.
There's a record.
Legend. That's okay. Just sit down.
Anyways. So
take your
they,
out.
They are a great pollinator, and I feel like because everybody is just so quick to kill them or feed them to their chickens, like Sherry.
Yeah, they have decimated so many tomato plants.
But
so many.
Instead of pruning your tomatoes, I'm trying to help everybody right now.
I know.
You don't have to spend a bunch of time pruning your tomatoes. You take those little fuckers and you put them down on the bottom of your plant, and they prune it for you. And then they get fat on those bottom leaves, and then they go under, and they.
I know, but what if they want more than the bottom leaves?
They
what
don't.
If there's so many of them?
Well, I also, like, I'm not having, like, I don't have three tomato plants.
Okay,
you know
so that is a very important point.
I have, like, a jungle of tomato plants.
Shauna
and
puts,
I don't
like,
prune shit.
Shauna puts, like, 30 tomato plants into a, you know, a bed, and they're just, like,
it's
packed
a big
in there like a fucking,
like
tomato
it's a jungle.
Okay?
But
so
it works,
you gotta envision
people.
That.
I have a crazy fuck ton of tomatoes every year. I have a bunch of hornworms. We're great. We're friends. You know, we vibe and
symbiotic.
It's an amazing relationship. And I like literally, I've never been like, oh my God, they killed this tomato plant. I've never had that.
Well, I will try to plant even more.
Plant tomato more. Plants plant this more year, tomatoes.
And let I your will hornworms try be free. Your...
Just put them at the bottom of the plant, and then they eat, and then they're all like, oh my God,
why,
this plant.
Aren't they going to just munch into the fucking stem, though? They're not going to do that?
No. They just like the leaves.
Okay.
So I do take them off of my pepper.
And what are you going to do if they kill my tomato plants?
They're not. Just plant more. You planted a bunch of...
You need to have
a plan. I have a plan.
I'm telling you, you need
I'm
to have a plan.
I'm telling you, they're not.
In case they kill my tomato
so
plants.
So they will, like, I don't let them on, like, my pepper plants, because they'll eat the pepper leaves, too. The tomato hornworms will still eat pepper, like your spicy peppers, bell peppers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I take them off of those plants and I put them on my tomato plants. But they're so cute and I don't know how people can just kill them. They're adorable.
I take them off and flick them right to my chickens and they absolutely love them.
And you can't just take them off of the plant and think that they won't die because they'll just die without... It's a pinto bean if anybody is watching YouTube and wants to see how big pinto is. There
she is.
She's
a massive pinto bean. Her nickname is pinto bean. My 19-year-old, he always gives the kids nicknames.
Yeah. We're not racist.
Pinto
it's
Bean
just...
and started as Pinto and went to Bean. And yeah, that's who you are, huh? Pinto Bean.
Anyways, we're going to cut this one a little bit short. Sorry. But our kids are needy and so is the rest
needy
of our family.
Children.
But we hope you enjoyed this episode and now have a bunch of information you didn't have before about dolphins and everything.
And horse penis shafts.
You're welcome.
All
So
amazing.
Again, if you want to get a hold of us, you can email us, arkindofhomesteading@gmail.com.
And do you see what we'll talk about, people? Like, fucking anything. Just give us a topic. We're going to run with it.
We'll dabble in some homesteading tips for you, and then we'll dabble in some tips about
some
things
random,
you really don't want to know. But then you'll have
that,
those facts that you can share.
You could go on coffee dates with your friends and just blow their minds with some random weird
dolphin
story.
Or be mortified. Yeah, either one. It's great.
It's going to be wonderful.
Other than that, we will talk to you all next
talk
time.
Talk to you later. Sorry, I'm like, couldn't talk. I was like, talk to you. Bye, guys.
Bye.